Okay, good morning. I think we had a good start today. Got a lot of work accomplished. Team's working hard, paying attention. We're out here a little longer today than OTAs, so, but we got a lot of situations taken care of, and I like this team. Questions?
Has it been different having competition at kicker and punter? And I guess, are you liking what that creates?
They've all been pretty good, and so, you know, that's a good thing. So, you know, I think it's going to end up being a tough decision as we go forward, but there's still a lot of time left to play out.
Preseason games, obviously, a big part of that evaluation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get in a game situations, it's always probably more important. But we're trying to put them in as many situations as we can that way.
Mike, we just talked about Pat offline, and he said, you know, obviously he wants to get the communication down and everything down. What have you seen that's impressed you just at OTAs now going into minicamp from him?
Well, he's done some things really natural. You know, there's been a couple times where he might have his block taken care of, and then he sees another guy and he's able to move to get to the next thing. I think he's moved in space well to get to some of the perimeter players on the screens. I think he's done a nice job in the protection part of it, kind of controlling things. So he's done good. You know, there's obviously still a lot of things to work on, but he's been very impressive.
It's tough for a rookie to kind of come in and try to compete for that starting spot in that position, especially against Nick. But do you see that he has potential to do that? Keeps going?
Yeah. I think he's got a bright future.
Hey Mike, what are your impressions about Rodney Adams so far out there on the field?
You know, he makes a lot of plays, catches the ball good, runs good. Rod's got good quickness in and out of the breaks. He doesn't seem to be making very many mistakes. I think Darryl Hazel's doing a nice job teaching him the different things on the routes and getting in and out of the breaks. And so those are some of the things he needs to continue to work on. But I think he's done a nice job in all those.
Do you see rookies contribute and succeed a lot when it comes to kick returning and punt returning and stuff like that?
Again, everybody's different, you know. I know Patterson did when he was a rookie, right? So, a lot of times that's a rookie's job, you know, unless you got a great one there.
Coach, what do you like about David Morgan and seeing him come from year one to year two?
Well, you know, I think the biggest compliment you can give him is when the defensive players say he's one of the best blockers we've had around here in a long time. So the tenacity, you know, he's a guy that does a lot of dirty work, doesn't say a lot, has good hands and catches the ball well in the pass game. But, you know, he's just a tough guy that will compete, likes to compete.
How tough is it now, maybe compared to when you started coaching, to evaluate guys with the way workouts have to be set up now? And do you kind of have to wait until you can get some live action to really start making some final decisions?
Well, yeah, I mean, final decisions, yes. You know, I think it's important that the players know that they're being evaluated every day. Maybe not to the point where this guy's going to jump ahead of that guy or vice versa, but, you know, that's why we come out here every day, watch the film and evaluate. And not only just schemes and what we're doing as coaches, but what they're doing as players and how we can try to get them to be better. You know, you don't want to be an instant evaluator and, you know, and then folks say, this is our guy, and then we get the pads on and it's a totally different deal. So, but my opinion, every single day, you know, while I come out here, I'm being evaluated, they're being evaluated, but everybody here should be being evaluated.
At this point, are you where you want to be in terms of how they're responding, what they're picking up on, is it still, is there any rust or?
I think they're very aware of a lot of the things that we're trying to teach and go forth. You know, I think they're in a good place right now. You know, sometimes you get out here and you just run plays, and that's what you're doing. You're running plays, but you're not learning how to play the game. And so we've progressed the part now. We're trying to learn how to play games, trying to learn how to play at the end of games, how to play with the clock, without the clock, you know, with the ball, without the ball. because I think that's going to be important as we come down here to the, we start getting into the real stuff.
Do you even address expectations at this point?
Nope. I just talk about getting better every day.
Like Daniel Hunter, I know that you guys want him to kind of either bulk up and thin down. He made a transformation this summer. Were you surprised with how fast he did that? I know that people are saying that that's what he wanted to do, but some guys can't do it that fast.
Well, he's been gifted pretty good with his genes, and it's not so much about slimming up or getting bulkier. You know, I think Danelle is pretty much where he's at, where he needs to go, and I think he just needs to keep improving each and every day. So I'm happy with where he's at and the things that he's doing. So there really wouldn't be a place to tell him to gain more weight or gain less weight unless we see that on tape.
Mike, how do you think TJ Clemmings has dealt, essentially switching positions year to year, from right tackle, left tackle, and now back inside at right guard?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a work in progress, but I felt like the best place for him is where it's a little bit more condensed. And so, TJ's a great kid. He's going to give you his best every day. He's going to come out here and work. He doesn't really care where he plays. He obviously like to be comfortable somewhere, but I think this might be a good spot for him. And obviously if you're not starting, you have to play more than one spot anyway. But this is something that we want to look at this spring and see kind of how it pans out.
You pretty well established that Dayton Johns is inside, or would there be a chance of it? Looking at him outside.
Yeah, well, there's a chance, but when a guy is coming to a new system and a new thing, you want to kind of leave him alone, and then we got lots of time in training camp to figure it all out, but we're trying to teach him the techniques and the things that we do as a three technique, and so I don't think it would be good to, now he's playing a different technique because he's a defensive end or something like that. So we're just trying to get him comfortable with really the things that we're trying to teach.
Any change up there with Sharif Floyd?
No, not really. Good? All right, thank you.
Thank you.